Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast, the online resource designed to help young professionals navigate their careers. This week, I'm joined by the very fabulous Miss Sheena Shah. Sheena, would you like to introduce yourself?
As Charity's introduced me, I'm Sheena, and I worked at Goldman's, but before I start with my travels, I was a university student at Aston in Birmingham, where I did business admin with international relations. Mm-hmm. I had a work placement at Goldman's, which I did for a year, and then went back to finish off and graduate. I was then offered a job at Goldman's, which I took for 2.5 years and finished the analyst program. Mm-hmm. I then moved to Sydney, where I found a job at Morgan Stanley as an associate. So I stayed there for a further 2.5 years, mm-hmm. and came back to another company, which is actually a prop house where I work for, which is called Maven Securities, where I'm head of operations.
Wow, amazing. And you only graduated, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years.
It's been a packed 5 years, I can see.
Oh, it's been absolutely insane.
So a little bird told me that you quit your glamorous job at Goldman Sachs to travel. Now, tell me about that.
I guess after finishing the analyst program at Goldman's, I kind of wanted to do something different, and I wasn't ready yet to go into banking, I guess, mm-hmm. And start my career as such. So what I ended up doing was what I wanted to do for ages, which was go traveling. So I bought a one-way ticket to Sydney, and I was there for, I think, roughly 6 days, and I fell in love with the city. I was like, that's it, I'm not leaving, forget traveling. So I was actually at the time living in a hostel, mm-hmm. and I reached out to a couple of recruiters and managed to get a job at Morgan Stanley, I think it was 2 weeks later.
And wow. Then,
yeah, and then found a accommodation, place to live, and Morgan Stanley were actually happily enough to give me a business visa, mm-hmm. so it allowed me to stay in the country for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I mean, crazy. One of the things that I've particularly seen among some of my friends and people coming out of uni is this idea of wanting to travel and wanting to see the world, yeah. but being scared at the same time of not having that job security, not having that yeah. check. What was going through your mind when you decided to just pack up and leave?
Well, to be fair, I've, as most students, I've wanted to go traveling for so long. Mm-hmm. And straight after university, Goldman's obviously gave me a job, and I was too scared, just like everyone else would be, to say no. Mm-hmm. So I ended up taking it, and I'm kind of glad I did, because it meant I had some kind of work experience, which I felt was a lot more easier for me when I went out to Sydney, because when I wanted to get a job, it was easy for employers to look and say, okay, she works at a top tier bank and she's got X, Y, and Z as her skill set. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to work for a while and then go traveling than to go traveling straight and then look for a job.
Mm-hmm. So would you advise fellow sort of graduates and yeah. young professionals to just take their time with the traveling thing? And
yeah, I mean, I guess the best way to do it and how it worked for me was I finished the analyst program. So mm-hmm. once I finished that, it was kind of like either the next step, which is to become an associate and stay at Goldman's, or to either move or do whatever I wanted. And I guess it's at that stage where I decided to leave. Mm-hmm. But I definitely recommend having at least 1 or 2 years experience before you leave, because otherwise you're essentially competing with grads from the year below for graduate roles, and mm-hmm. it's so much more harder trying to go into a role with no experience as an analyst instead of as a grad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how did you find the sort of transition from an analyst, graduate, etc. For the trajectory you've had in 5 years, it's been amazing. So how have you managed to carve out that path for yourself?
Well, Goldman's actually has an amazing program. So when I started as a graduate, they had intense training, and they carried on the training throughout the years, which meant that I kept growing, and it wasn't just in my job, but also with the skill set. So examples were like presentation, getting and knowing people, like networking, they had a lot of stuff on, which really helped me, as well as all the other product knowledge as well. So I guess that really helped. And it, they were setting me up to become an associate, because that's what their grad program does. So it takes you to that next level. So it's quite easy to leave after, for example, becoming an analyst and going into an associate, because, for example, Morgan Stanley, when they were asking me for those skill sets, I already had required them from the training that Goldman's provided.
Okay, great. And so how did you overcome the fear? Because firstly, you overcame the fear of, you know, let me step out, let me do what I want to do and pursue what I love. But then also the fear perhaps for asking for a promotion or positioning yourself. How did you personally overcome those kind of insecurities within your career?
Yeah, well, I think to be honest, it's hard to do at an early stage because you're not confident. But with the more experience you have, it's quite easier to say, oh, well, I've been working on this project and I have these skill sets that are required to maybe have that promotion. So I think earlier on, it's hard. And if you don't have a good manager who pushes for you, you've got to kind of blow your own trumpet. And it's not easy at all. But when you become more confident and you get praises from your peers or other team members, then I think it becomes a lot more easier.
And how have you found kind of keeping those relationships or keeping yourself motivated amongst all of that?
Relationships is, it can be difficult, but in a way with LinkedIn and all these kind of social medias, it becomes quite easy. And just as an example, while I was working at Goldman's, I built really good relationships up with the head of the floor at Ops. And when I left, I then came back after 2 years of doing my stint in Sydney. And I linked in the head of the floor, and I asked him, I was like, is there any jobs available? And if not, then is there any other contacts you can provide me? And it was actually because of him. He knew a couple of people working at Maven and put in a few kind words, which is why I ended up at Maven, because there was not much going on in the Goldman space. But it's those kind of contacts that will help you, and you don't realize when they will until you need them. So I guess the best thing to do is build a strong relationship with anybody and everybody within the firm, because their network is quite large, especially with our social medias these days.
And so if you take us back to when you were in Australia, what was your kind of day to day, and how did you, because that's scary, getting a one-way flight and kind of making it work within, what was it, 2 days?
Yeah, pretty much. It was intense, I'm not gonna lie. So I got out there and I was like, right, I knew for a fact that I wanted to stay there for a while, which is kind of what was my drive almost to find that job. I got in touch with, there must have been at least 70 recruiters, and with the experience I had, I knew I kind of wanted to talk to a bank because that's what I enjoyed at the time. So it kind of filtered down to that. And then with the interviews, it wasn't almost an interview, but more of a chat to get to know you, get to know your skill sets, see how you fit in with the team, which is more important, I feel, to a manager than anything else. So I got to know the team, went on a couple of drinks actually before I even started the role, and really got to mingle with them. And I think it's from there that my relationship carried on with them, and I managed to get a job job at Morgan Stanley and then secure a business visa. So yeah, it was crazy couple of days, but it all kind of worked well.
Luckily it did, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I think the main thing that helped me out was networking and being persistent in trying to find that perfect role.
And so what would be your kind of main tips, particularly for people who want to do what you did and see the world, but also pursue quite successful career, but also step on the career ladder for the first time themselves? What are your kind of golden tips from Sheena?
I guess the golden tips would be have a graduate role lined up. Do that for 2 or 3 years and then go traveling for a year, even 2 years, know what you want, get to know who you are, network as much as you can, mm-hmm. and then when you come back, go in full gear and do absolutely everything you can to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for that, Sheena. And if someone wanted to get in contact with you in to ask for your advice or to, you know, build that networking relationship, how would they get in contact with you?
I guess the best way would be LinkedIn, because I'm always regularly checking that. Mm-hmm. Another way would be my email address, which is shahah828@me.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sheena.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys for listening in. As always, the show notes are available on makemeapro.wordpress.com. Or alternatively, if you want to get in touch with me directly, my Twitter is @MissMende, or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.